All right, guys, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, and it is time for the Creepy Side of Love show. Charlie has not yet entered the studio, but hopefully he'll be here shortly. Fingers crossed. In the meanwhile, I'm going to try and feed you guys some creepy love songs, starting out with from J. Roddy Walston and the Business, who I started my show with 2 hours ago. This is called Go Malachi, and it's nice and creepy. It's also nice and rocking, so it's a best of both worlds kind of thing. Enjoy.
Little invested, little gained, and it doesn't mean you know me if you know my name. And I got a 9 to 5. What they call a real life, I can't recall what I'm living for. Got a kid to take a loving and another in the oven. I don't think I can do it anymore. And it only feels like marriage when we're having sex. So I hate her like a whore, cause she just does it for the check. Says I love you and goodnight. She's turning out the light, I bet she thinks she got herself another raise. By the quiet way she's breathing, I can tell that she'll be leaving. What she does when she tries to slip away. And I've been an intruder. That's just my house, yeah. Just my house you're living in. Lost to the TV and we never spoke again. You were lost every night when you went out with your friends. And you never were confronted, cause I know it's what you wanted. And I think you can just go to hell. I don't care what's in the closet, I don't care what you call it. I'm too tired to even try to yell. And you said you were in love, but it was no concern of mine that you found yourself someone while I was working overtime. And I help but be amused by the way you're being used to me. His intentions seemed clear. He was seeing dollar signs, but when he found out they were mine, within a week you were moving back in here. And divorce.
When everybody's gone, this ain't love, this ain't love.
So that was Black Rebel Motorcycle Club with Spread Your Love. Before that, you heard Alejandro Escovedo with This Bed Is Getting Crowded and Go Malachi. Started us off from J. Roddy Walston and The Business. Up next, I guess I will slow it down for at least one song here, and hopefully we'll get all the way through it. The CD looked like it was wrecked, but it loaded fine. So with any luck, we will hear Come Around and Love Me by Arab Strap in its entirety.
I used to be so proud of thinking I was such a liar. In the covert world of romance, brother, I was just a trier. Women was the enemy and victory the point, where I'd successfully knock someone's heart out of joint. And it's hilarious to think I thought by now I'd have a wife, but I've always been so desperate to give away my life. Then I just get lazy, I've got everything assumed. Sometimes there's nothing sexier than knowing that you're doomed. And I bet you got when you took that girl to bed. It was only your first night when she grabbed your head and said, hey, look at me, hey, look at me. You don't love me, I can see. Want me for some fun? I may as well be anyone. I hope you reap the benefits of our 10 years apart. But when I tell you not to give a fuck, don't take it to heart. Try and be a gentleman and always tell the truth. I'm not just a hypocrite, I'm jealous of your youth. And I can give you a lecture on how to be a man. I've not much advice to offer, no solid foolproof plan. But even though you're saying that it's just about fun, you soon get sick of microwaving low-fat meals for one. So when you ignore her call and you just delete her text, it may make you feel tall as you make room for the next. But look at me.
What's a woman to do? Sleeping dog's not dead. He will bite if he's not fed.
So that was She Said You Made a Thing of Me by Gang of Four off their brand new record. And you heard Why Don't You Love Me with Cyndi Lauper and Tori Amos off of David Byrne and Fatboy Slim's new album, which is apparently a musical inspired by the life of Imelda Marcos. With Marcos. Is it Marcos or Marcos? I can't remember, and I already put the CD away. Gosh darn it. Anyway, we started that set out with Come Around and Love Me by Arab Strap. And you don't get creepier love songs than Arab Strap love songs, probably. But I did get a request for a pretty nice one. This is No Children by the Mountain Goats. And I thank you for calling, person whose name I forgot to ask. You're listening to the Creepy Side of Love show with Josh filling in for Charlie on 97.3 FM.
That our few remaining friends give up on trying to save us. I hope we come up with a fail-safe plot to piss off the dumb few that forgave us. I hope the fences we mended fall down beneath their own weight. And I hope we hang on past the last exit. I hope it's already too late. And I hope the junkyard a few blocks from here someday burns down. And I hope the rising black smoke carries me far away, and I never come back to this town again. In my life, I hope I lie and tell everyone you were a good wife, and I hope you die. I hope we both die. I hope I cut myself shaving tomorrow. I hope it bleeds all day long. Our friends say it's darkest before the sun rises. We're pretty sure they're all wrong. I hope it stays dark forever. I hope the worst isn't over. And I hope you blink before I do. And I hope I never get sober. And I hope when you think of me years down the line, you can't find one good thing to say. And I'd hope that if I found the strength to walk out, you'd stay the hell out of my way. I am drowning. There is no sign of land. You are coming down with me, hand in unlovable hand. And I hope you die. I hope we both die.
on your little Asian friend while she can come if she wants. I want all the self-conscious girls who try to hide who they are with makeup. You know, it's the girl in the front with the tight pants I really want to shake up. Hey, carrot juice, I want to squeeze you away until you bleed. And your vanilla friend, well, she looks like something I need. I want this little smart girl with your glasses and all your books. And I want this stupid girl who gives me all those dirty.
Takes me back. I haven't played that song since I was doing the all-nighter in like 2005. It's been a long time. We used to have a rotation show for the 3 to 6 o'clock hour, and we would pull little cards out of a little box and they would tell us what to play, and that was one of the songs that was in the heavy rotation back in the day. It was by Louis XIV. Before that you heard a Buzzcocks classic as interpreted by Nouvelle Vague, Ever Fallen in Love being the name of that classic. And we started out with No Children by Request by the Mountain Goats. Up next, in case you can't tell, a lot of what I'm doing here is just trying to find song titles that sound like love songs that might possibly go dark. And this is one of those songs that I haven't heard but has a title that sounds like it might go dark. This is called Calling and Not Calling My Ex by Ockerville River. And I'm pretty sure I've heard good songs by them before. I hope this is one of them.
She was once mine, that smile that shines from the glossy magazine that's stuck inside the Sunday Times. She was so sweet on Christmas Eve, with the snow set deep when we went walking through the pines. I'd just been fired and her first offer had arrived, and the new year would see her flying far away from me, though I didn't know it at the time. Without stretch, a famous figure for every picture, and she stands up strong and she demands, and they deliver. Yeah, she's a fixture, and it's a mixture of dumb jealousy and fear that I might feel should she appear, just like it hasn't been 3 years. And there's a distance to her voice over the phone, and that's because she stands alone while I'm still sitting here. Girl, you're sitting here on another quiet night. I would wait till another indistinguishable day arrives outside, where the lights even end. It's slightly disappointingly just gliding softly by. You are enough to set aside. Although I love you too, I'm proud of you. God knows I'm feeling really stupid now, forever having said goodbye. Yeah, right. When you insisted that I'd visit, that you'd write. Now I know you're working hard, so I never hear from you, and that's fine. You look the same on TV as when you were mine. I walk in from the kitchen and I finger. I watch you from the distance. You go walking through the terminal. I remember every instance when you stunned me. Oh, you're so lovely. Oh, you're so smart. Go turn their heads, go knock them dead, go break their hearts. We'll be right back.
rest of these miracles work. I was a skeptic at first, but these miracles work. I was a skeptic at first, but these miracles work.
That was a desperation one. I only had like 30 seconds left on the clock, and I was like having the worst possible time trying to find something that I could play. And I figured, hey, can't go wrong with Southern Cultural on the Skids. That was She's My Witch. Before that, you heard The Hold Steady doing Yeah, Sapphire. Love that song. That whole record is awesome. I don't do best of lists because I can never remember what I've listened to within the past year. My brain doesn't work with time very well. But if I did, whatever year that came out in, I totally would have put it somewhere on the top of my best of list. The Hold Steady. Yeah. Yeah, Sapphire was the name of the track. Did I say that already? I know I said the track name. I don't know if I said the band name. But I said it now for gosh darn sure. This rambling is, for the record, brought to you by Herschel Stratego, who claims I'm one of the best ramblers on the radio today, which is pretty awesome. And it's sort of oddly not awesome, possibly, sort of way. I choose to interpret it as a compliment. We started the set off with Calling and Not Calling My Ex by Ockerville River, which is more rockin' than I remember the stuff that I've heard by them before being, but it was still pretty good. And up next, thanks to Nicole for her timely and awesome request, we got Substitute by Frank Turner. It's a modern day classic. Dig it.
First girl that I fell for was a fair and faithful fighter. She smoldered with a will to save the world. I did my best to help her, yet I stood shoulder to shoulder on the front lines with my visionary girl. I wish that she had cared for me, but in the end her ideologies occupied the fortress of her heart. I wrote her 15 songs, but still we had to part. And if music was the food of love, then I'd be a fat romantic. loved, she was a low and lusty liar. She set my heart on fire but made me choke. Her beauty was a sight to see, but she didn't save it all for me. I found other fires by following the smoke. I wish that she had either cared for me or let me be, but she chased me from my mind and from my home. I wrote her 16 songs, but I ended up alone. And if love is really all that we need, then even all my singing is never gonna save me. Music, well, it's my substitute for love. Well, I've had many different girls inside my bed, but only one or two inside my head. These days I cuddle up to my guitar instead. But oh, what I would give not to stumble but to really fall in love. And I could substitute my singing for the sound of someone sleeping next to me.
Sally was a 15-year-old girl from Nebraska. Gypsies were passing through her little town. They dropped something on the road, she picked it up. And cultural revolution right away began. Oh no! Cult revolution just began. Oh no! Cult revolution just began. That I was schizophrenic. And if it is, they always were afraid, что я родину no продал. А по правде я был просто маленький медведик. Сел на велосипеде и все нахуй проебал. Oh no! Revolution just began. Oh no! Cult revolution just began. Oh da! Da 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 da! Oh no! Sure. Out of all table of contents that mother earth provides, I'd like to be a big fat fucking fly. The one that spins around your head all day and all night. The sound of it is just like a what? But by the accident of some kind of dispensation, I ended up being a walking unique invention. And I survived even fucking radiation. A big fat fucking what? And I would visit you alive.
Not good at riddles.
You're not good at riddles?
Well, it seems so real. That's for you to figure out, I suppose.
See, but that's a riddle. I'm not good at riddles. You know, I'm not good at has 13 legs, crawls up, and also acts as a conveyor belt. I'm not good at that.
Well, this has
so if it's a joke, give me the answer. If it's not a joke, if you know the answer, tell me. If it's a riddle, give me the riddle thing. If you don't know the answer, what is it, then I don't know what you're talking about.
Simple question. Why can't I touch it?
What is it, then I don't know what you're talking about.
Simple question. Why can't I touch it? 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 Simple question. Why can't I touch it?
So we doubled up on Buzzcocks covers tonight. I guess that's not a bad thing. If you're thinking about love songs that are also creepy, Why Can't I Touch It? Has to be a great title, at least. And it's an awesome song, too. That was from a covers album that came out a few years ago. The band was called Porn Orchard. Before that, you heard Sally by Gogo Bordello, and By Request, Substitute by Frank Turner. I'm going to leave you with one and then cut on the all-nighter CD, because, quite frankly, I've got drinking to do, and I'm going to go home and get some of that drinking done. I leave you with We Will Become Silhouettes by the Postal Service. But stay tuned for Dr. Mr. Roboto thing, Professor Skullhead Face. I don't know where I'm going with this.